RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Here we go. Let's go ahead and have a football conversation with our good buddy, John Machota of The Athletic here in the G-Bag Nation. Great to have you in. Eric Chiafalo, the Super Bowl champion, Brian Broaddus, Lucius Alexander. Warming up for some G-Bag of the Day at 5:30, LA Live 5:40, commercial free, all throughout the 5 o'clock hour here, starting in about 15 minutes. But right now we head to the D&M Leasing Hotline and welcome in our buddy, John Machota. How we doing, John?
Doing great, boys. Thanks for having me on.
Of course, dude. Thanks for the time. Crazy time here, obviously, in Cowboys land. I couldn't believe the, we had some Logan Wilson confusion here. I mean, what is Brian Schottenheimer talking about? Stephen Jones referenced it with KNC earlier today. I mean, what is that? That perfectly epitomizes this defensive staff.
Yeah, that's a bad look. After we left the press conference, we were back in the writer's workroom at the Star. We were making some jokes about that. Like I was saying, can you imagine them getting to the third quarter and being like, oh my, why haven't we played George Pickens yet? Oh, that's right. Somebody get Pickens in the game. Like, how does that even happen? You know, like it blows my mind. So, but it is just another one of those things where you do at the end of the year, a look back on what went wrong for the Cowboys. And when you talk about the defense, that's just another thing that you'll mention is just stuff like that where I don't know that I necessarily even believe it. It seems like if you're a defensive coordinator, you took him off the sideline to put him up in the coaching booth. You would think that you wouldn't even have oversights like that would be something that would be, you know, there's no distractions of the sideline. You're up in that booth and everything. So I don't know that I buy that excuse, but it doesn't sound like a great one either.
Hey, Johnny. Okay. You made caused a lot of waves, put it this way, with your podcast and stuff. And I love your podcast and work. I think it's outstanding. I need to get you on Crown Global Media for sure. The thing I wanted to ask you about that, you went in kind of a rant about the off season. And is this just one of those things that you're like, are you just projecting this, or is this something that someone kind of told you was potentially going to happen?
A little bit of projecting, but also a lot of just being around Jerry, listening to Jerry on your guys' station. There's just some certain things about this off season that I'm in a very, I'll believe it when I see it, because I'm not hearing enough from him to make me think that there's this big, massive change. And like, for example, like you could easily throw back in my face, well, you never would have expected them to trade for Quinn and Williams. Nah, but I also wouldn't have expected them to trade Micah Parsons. I've always felt like the Quinn and Williams was kind of an answer to the Micah Parsons thing. And so if they don't do the Quinn and Williams trade and they're sitting there and it's clear they need another, like a guy you can build the defense around, I'd feel a little bit differently, but I don't get the sense that that's the way they feel. They feel that Quinn and Williams is that guy to make up for the loss of Micah Parsons. Obviously not apples to apples, but that's the guy they're now going to build around. And to be honest with you, you can hear it in Jerry's voice when he talks about his disappointment in the defense because of the fact that since the trade for Quinnen, he saw those three games of where, okay, the defense is turning a corner. And now what you've seen ever since those three games is, okay, this defense looks like it was at the beginning of the year. And that's the part that I think really bothers Jerry, because he's like, no. We added Quinnen Williams to then give you one of these type of game-changing type players in the middle of the defense. And now we're still playing the same type of defense that we were before. And I think that bothers him a lot about it. And so because of that, I think that they will find ways to keep Pickens and bring back Javonte. And if not Javonte, get another running back, that type of thing. I just don't believe in that they're going to get another Quinnen Williams type player to add to that defense. I think that they will look at the draft. And then I think that they will make some calculated decisions to fix some holes at linebacker and in the secondary. But ultimately, I think that the thing that will be sold to all of us after at this point will be whoever the new DC is. And it'll be, oh, but this DC is going to do these things, and that's what it's going to make this defense better, especially if they swing big and get a notable defensive coordinator. That will be the thing that Jerry will sell to us, you know, going into training camp.
John, what if 82-year-old Jerry Jones says, the hell with all you, I'm trading these two ones, and I'm going to go get Max Crosby, and I don't care about young players right now?
I personally would have no problem with it, and I would probably love it more than even if they drafted. The only reason I say that is because I've been down here now for 15 years, and it seems like a long time for me, and I'm only at the halfway point of the 30-year drought.
Yeah.
And so if that's the move, I think that's a lot. I don't think they'll do that, but if they were, I'd be one of the last people to be critical of it, just like I was not critical at all of Quinnen Williams when there were people that were saying,
sure,
yeah, a one and that's just too much for a guy that, you know, he's in his late 20s already. Now, they have behind-the-scenes info on Quinnen with the white cotton stuff and things like that, so I was fine with that. And just what Max Crosby could bring, and really from, you know, my background in being in Detroit, what I see from Max Crosby right now reminds me a lot of Barry Sanders and Calvin Johnson and really Matthew Stafford, where you're like, yeah, if you got that guy on a winning team, the type of plays he could make for a big-time organization, and we didn't get to see it with Barry, and we didn't get to see it with Calvin, but we're certainly seeing it right now with Matthew Stafford. We saw it immediately when he went to the Rams, and so if it's not the Cowboys, I would like to see Max Crosby get on a team that's a quality team, because you hate to be wasting a guy like that. So, yeah, I know Jerry's got a good relationship with Mark Davis, so I would never say never on something like that.
See, I just say that in a way because Jerry always kind of realizing that how many more campaigns does he have? And, you know, if he moves on from these picks and say it doesn't work, then you know what? That's Steven's problem. That's not my problem anymore, kind of thing. I wonder about that. I wonder if Jerry knows that, you know, he's got to do something – from this fan base perspective. I think he honestly hears from all the reporting that you do and the talks that we have about the number that you just mentioned, the 30 years. I think he honestly hears that from the fan base.
And you could definitely be right about that. I'm sure he does. I mean, I know he reads everything and he listens to you guys. I mean, he definitely hears it. There's no question about that. And to going back to your draft pick point too, even if it isn't the, well, Steven can deal with that. And it can also be the, I need impact right now.
Yeah.
We could draft a great, you know, D end at 18 and come back and get a great corner at 22, 24, something like that.
Yeah.
But they might not be great for another 2 or 3 years.
Exactly.
Where I know Max Crosby's great right now.
Right. Right.
John Machado of The Athletic with us here in the G-Bag Nation. How much are you buying, if at all, the Brian Flores reports and the Cowboys being interested in him as the DC?
That one's a little tough for me just because I don't know why he would leave a situation in Minnesota where he's already got his thing in place, unless they were trying to go cheap on him or something along those lines, and that he just wanted to come to Dallas. I just find it hard to believe when something's working that you would walk away from that.
Well,
but
Can I give you a reason?
Yeah, yeah.
J.J. McCarthy or Dak Prescott? Those are his reasons. That's you think about being a defensive coordinator and having like a legitimate offense as opposed to being in an offense where you're not too sure the quarterback's even worth a damn.
Okay, I didn't think you were going to say that one, but I will give you that. I will definitely give you that. That makes a lot of sense. I'll also say that even with that bad quarterback, the Vikings have exceeded my expectations this year. I think they're very well coached.
Oh, no, they are. They're absolutely well coached. I was just thinking the quarterback gives him – he gives up 19 points.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Certain amount of points. His offense scores 19 points a game. You know what I'm saying? The quarterback, he's here scoring 30 points a game. You know, maybe it's a little different that way.
There's that. But the other thing I was thinking of that I thought you were going to mention, too, is the Dan Quinn effect of when you come in. You
got a head coaching job?
Well, and when you come in for a defense that is in the basement and can only go up,
right,
and you'll be looked at as the savior that fixed the Dallas Cowboys defense,
right,
that certainly would carry more weight around the league than, hey, this is the Vikings guy that's been killing it. Like,
right,
if you fix that defense and flip it around, yeah, you're probably the following year's head coaching cycle at the top of the list.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know that Jerry would even be willing to spend the requisite money to, like, money whip a big-time coordinator.
He told us he'd write a check for a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
He told us. We should hold his feet to the fire for that.
We should. I mean, he hasn't really walked that walk, has he?
I think
for me to really believe that, though, guys, you had to bring in Mike Vrabel and Ben Johnson, at least for interviews.
Right.
I just needed interviews. That's all I needed. I just needed interviews. For me to believe that talk, I need some walking, and that would have been at least some interviews. That's all I wanted.
I think Vrabel wanted this job. I think he wanted the head coaching job before they hired Shoddy. I think he was really interested in this. I don't know.
Right, I have no reason to believe this, but this is something I've talked about just over the last few weeks, just because obviously New England's success. You know, people always say, I get asked this a lot, I'm sure you guys do too, is just, it's not going to be any different under Steven. It's going to be what, and I always push back on that. I'm like, yes, it will.
Yeah.
One, he'll talk all the time, but not as much as Jerry. And when he talks, he won't talk just to stir some stuff up like Jerry will openly do.
Right.
But the Vrabel one keeps coming back to me, where I do think that would have been his guy. They were close on the competition committee.
Yeah.
And it just seems like it would be the guy that if this was Steven's game right now, or it was last year going in, everything lines up that I think Vrabel would have been the hire. And I also think that Steven will, I could still see him being GM and owner, but I don't think he'll be as involved on the every, like, you gotta hire my DC and you gotta do these things like that. There are things that will be different. So anybody that just thinks it's just going to be carryover, I strongly disagree with that.
John, okay, I'm going to be reckless here. I've heard that Schottenheimer really didn't like Al Harris. And that's one of the reasons why. And I know that they'll tell you that Al Harris was involved in some of the coddling and things like that. But I heard this, and I haven't heard nobody's texted me yet to say I'm wrong. I've said on a couple different platforms. So am I being really, really reckless here?
I don't think you're being reckless. I will say I have never heard that. But now when you're saying that, are you saying that like to then get bumped to be in D.C. or that he would have stayed in the same role?
I just think he didn't like him to potentially bring him back as a DC.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's what I'm hearing.
Yeah, no, I can't disagree with you. I haven't heard anything along those lines.
That's reckless on my part, but I'd had a couple of people tell me that because everybody asked me about Al Harris. And I say, man, I'm not hearing that he and the head coach got along and nobody's correcting me on it yet, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I just, when I hear the Al Harris stuff, I always hear that as DC, and I just didn't, I didn't think that he was the, like, a no-brainer jump to DC. Maybe he is now. I mean, obviously they're having success in Chicago, but I just thought that of him as more of like, he would be you maybe have him like as with like, you know, up his title or whatever like that. But I don't know if he even wanted to call the defense right away.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe he did. I don't know that enough. But I do, obviously, I see his name being brought up with fans a lot because, yeah, there's no question. They had success on the defensive backfield when he was here. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah.
John, how much say do you think Shoddy will get in this next DC hire?
A lot. I think it'll be very...
I agree, John.
I think it'll be... I don't think... I don't think he'll be able to go the route of, you know, not to say that Clayton Adams was an unknown, but he, you know, his, a lot of his staff hires were ones where you're just like, oh, okay, that's not like a guy that maybe you'd think, whatever. I think that they go for a former head NFL head coach type guy, like they did with Dan Quinn. Now, obviously, that's Matt Eberflus too, don't get me wrong, but it's just like, I think that will be the only part where I think Jerry will prefer that when his head coach is also the offensive play caller, I think he's going to want that previous head coaching experience on that side of the defense. And let's just be honest, that just, when's the last time it wasn't that? Yeah. Monty Kiffin and Rob Ryan. I mean, ever since then, it's all, I mean, Rob Marinelli had been a head coach. Mike Nolan had been a head coach. Obviously, Dan Quinn. Obviously, Mike Zimmer. Obviously, Matt Eberflus. I don't think they'll go away from that trend, but I do think that that Shoddy will have the ultimate say at the end.
All right, John, like, I'm going to open up some old Detroit wounds then on you.
Oh, goodness.
What about
no.
Like,
no.
Okay.
No.
Okay, what about Todd Bowles then?
Were you going to say Bowles? Patricia?
No, I was.
I knew you were going to already go. I know he's in town right now. For the bowl game. No, I think that I get him being a candidate, Matt Patricia, right. Ohio State's DC.
Yeah.
But Brian, let me just say this.
Let me give you Jim Schwartz then. Jim Schwartz.
Would love it.
Okay, that's who I was going. I wasn't going Patricia. I was going Jim Schwartz.
Okay. Yeah. Schwartz, absolutely. Oh, my God. Yeah. No question. Schwartz, Brian Flores. You could interest me in Jonathan Gannon if they go in another direction.
That's another one, Nat. Jonathan Gannon, that's another one.
Yeah, no. The Patricia thing for me, just so I be honest with you, I'm not saying Ryan Day and the rest of the coaching staff isn't good at Ohio State. I just know what Ohio State's roster is,
and
it's loaded. And so that's why I just think some things might get a little overblown sometimes.
I wouldn't leave if I was
on a different level in Columbus.
Yeah. I wouldn't leave. I mean, I'm coaching. No, I ain't. You want me to come here? No, I'm staying here.
Yeah,
Ohio
he's
State.
In such a perfect position. Yeah. Why would you punt on that?
Yeah.
Well, John, what about the Tyler Smith stuff at left tackle? Like, what do you think the approach is going to be there?
I think the approach is going to be to try and talk him into doing that. I'll tell you, from being around him the last couple of weeks, he does not seem super interested in that idea because, I mean, let's be honest, it's very similar to the Zach Martin situation. Zach Martin could have been a very good right tackle. Zach Martin is, go ahead and put my name and number in the ring of honor, and in Canton, right guard. And I get that. And that's the way, you know, Tyler Smith looks at himself. He's an all-pro left guard where he could be a very good left tackle, but he could be my name and number is in the ring of honor, and I'm in Canton, Ohio, because of what I do at guard. And so it's probably going to take some massaging there. I will say from my perspective, I would love for him to play left tackle because I really am not that interested in another draft where they have to use another first-round pick on an offensive lineman. I just think there's too much that has to be addressed on defense. So if that's your stopgap, then I would be all for it. But I think it's going to take some real massaging in the offseason because he doesn't seem super interested in it.
Well, how do you think the picking stuff plays out? Do you think they go franchise tag or do you think they try and get a deal?
Oh, I do think they'll try and get a deal. I just think that him having, you know, obviously a career year and then an agent that is going to want to get him paid top dollar among the wide receiver market. And then knowing the way things went with Micah, and obviously it's the same agent. I think Jerry's going to be real dug in and I think they put the tag on him. They'll talk about negotiating all the way up to camp or whatever. But yeah, I think the tag is probably your most likely bet on what happens with him.
And these guys are hell bent on playing the starters on Sunday, huh?
They're hell-bent on playing the starters, but I wonder how long. You know, that's my I'm a big look at the Vegas line thing. And, man, when I saw that Vegas line only at 5.5, I was like, yeah, I bet you Dak's only playing like a series or two, and then they're going to pull him, and it's going to be a Joe Milton game the rest of the way. I do think they'll start the starters. I just don't think that they're going to play an entire game like we saw in Washington.
I love it. John, you're the man. Thank you so much for the time, bro. We really appreciate it. Have a great new year.
Same to you guys.
There he goes, John Machota of The Athletic, giving you all the Cowboys 411 right there. They're going to try and talk Tyler Smith into playing left tackle. Just totally tick off the strongest, biggest man in that locker room. That's what they're going to do at the left tackle position. Mm. But that's interesting. I mean, maybe not playing these starters for the full slate. He says maybe one series, a few series for Dak there. I mean, I think we could all get behind that. Because they keep talking like they're desperate to be 8-8-1 and risking the health of guys like Dak Prescott just seems so foolish to me. But if they go with, hey, we'll start him and then get them out of there as quickly as possible. I think we'd all be on board for that, but we have all week to try and uncover what the actual plan is. It is the G-Bag Nation here on a Monday. Eric Chiafalo, the Super Bowl champion Brian Broaddus, Lucius Alexander brings you the G-Bag of the Day and LA Live commercial free in the expressway coming up next here in the Nation.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.